Just a word about the Grampians themselves. The handout states that it's a rugged sandstone formed millions of years ago, and it has abundant wildflowers with two main types of woodlands, one being the red gum, and then on the eastern slopes, eucalyptus. There are kangaroos, koalas, possums, and gliders, with 200 bird species. We found it to be very scenic, easy tramping. We didn't get into the heavy rugged stuff, the up and down stuff really, but plenty there, probably all year round. Gail would like to get there in the springtime, pick up the birds and flowers, I imagine. The original plan was just to spend the one day tramping around, get a feel for the place, and then carry on through the Grampians and back onto the highway, find a place to stay in a small town, putting us a little closer to Adelaide. But it was getting towards dark and we needed petrol, so we went back to Hull's Gap and we stopped in at the petrol station. The place is really just a couple general stores and petrol station, and the rest of it being really motels and campground type facilities. We found the attendant to be most helpful. She's the one that supplied us with all the brochures and maps and things to do, and give us a real good talk about the area. She loves it there, obviously, and really sold us on it that probably be better for us to spend the night and then drive through the mountains during the daytime. So that's okay with us. Only trouble being, of course, as we found out this night and then almost all the other following nights wherever we went, was that we just happened to hit the very first day of school holidays, the Friday, this being the Friday of the school holiday starting in Victoria. So the place was booked out. However, the attendant did know of a new motel that had recently opened and therefore probably hadn't built up clientele over the years, and that's the one we went to and ended up spending the night.